can. If you guys want to continue after I finish, I just have to get out of here by 6:00. I have a little bias about it. So the Gemara Daf Mem Zayin al Aleph says that Tamid de Rav Haviyasib Sudasa and Rav Acha came, and they said, "Oh, now we have Rav Acha. We have a distinguished person. He'll bench for us." So he said to them, "What do you mean? I'm going to bench for you? You guys are the Ika Shibasuda. You've been here since the beginning. I'm just a latecomer. So you guys should bench, not I." The Gemara says he may have been the Gadol in that Suda, but he was wrong, because Allah is that the Gadol Mevorach, even if he was not there at the beginning of the meal. Okay? Tosa says, so you see that in general there's a rule that a Gadol is supposed to be Mevorach, even, the Gemara says, if he's not there at the beginning of the meal. We had a rule before, there was an exception to that. The Gemara before said the exception was an Oreach. Okay? This is who we're talking about, where there is no principle of Oreach, either because there's no Orchim, everybody's a balabas, they all brought their own meal, they're eating in the restaurant, whatever. Or the because there is a Daf Mem Vav, we learned that an Oreach has precedence over a Gadol. Why? Kadesh Yevorach LeBalabayis. Okay?
Is that an exception, or do they have to reconcile the two? They're two different inanim.
You mean the Gadol should give the Oreach some of his Torah? Or what do you have to reconcile it? You can only have one guy do it. The halacha is the Oreach benches, not the Gadol. If you're in a house and you invited and one of your guests is a Rosh Hashiva, but the Rosh Hashiva is paying for his meal. He's a boarder in your house, and he pays you, so he's not a guest of yours. And if somebody else is a guest, the guest benches. All these halachos, by the way, are talking. Again, I'm not telling you halachos. All these halachos are talking about the way benching is supposed to be, where the only person who benches is the one who benches. Nobody else benches. Right. So, obviously things would be different. So if everybody's benching anyway, everybody could say Berachos Balabais. So, but I'm not going to get into that complication. And Tosa says that even though the halacha is that a Gadol benches, a Gadol can give reshus to somebody else to bench. And he brings the Gemara over here where we see that Rebbe told Rav, "Wash your hands." Rav got excited that Rebbe's criticizing him. He's eating too long. He's got to wash. So he told him, "No, don't worry about it. He's just telling him to wash your hands, because the halacha is that the person who benches washes first. We wanted you to wash to get prepared for benching." So you see that Rebbe, who was obviously the Gadol, didn't bench over there. Rav benched. So you see that even though the halacha is a Gadol is Mevorech, yes, he's entitled to bench, but he's also entitled to give it to somebody else. It's not like, in other words, it's not like when we give an aliyah here to somebody in shul, it's that it can give it to somebody else. Here, if you're entitled to be the, what's pshat that a Gadol can give it to somebody else? Why can a Gadol give it to somebody else? Because then the other person's getting it, because the Gadol gave it to him, so it's still covered a Torah. Right? Then we saw the Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah says that the answer afraid that by Meharach Yamin, how did you live to be so old? And he says, "I lived to be an old man because I never benched before a kohen." So Gemara says, "You lived to be an old man because you never benched before a kohen? You're Chayim Misa for doing something like that. Just the opposite. You were afraid that Talmud Chacham let a kohen on Ma'aretz bench before you?" So the Gemara says, "No, it's the Bizayin HaTorah. Why is it Bizayin HaTorah? Because you're showing that the kohen is more important than the Torah. So how could you possibly have lived for that reason? You should have died for that reason." So the Gemara says, "B'shavin." What's B'shavin mean? That he didn't let an Am Haaretz bench before him. He let another Talmud Chacham bench before him. So there's no problem of Masniyat. In fact, the Rashba and Tosis also asked the question, if it's talking about Shavin, so what's afraid of living long age because he let somebody who's his peer and who's a Kohen go before him? Of course he had to. There's a chiyuv of the kiddushto. You have to be makdim a Kohen l'chol dosh b'kedusha. If he was his peer, he wasn't allowed to go before him. Well, that doesn't get him long life. That gets him following the Shulchan Aruch. That's all. So to Rashba and others, and Tosu also says that he really wasn't his peer. Means he wasn't an Am Haaretz. He was a Talmud Chacham. So since he was a Talmud Chacham, since he was Talmud Chacham, there was no Iser of being Mevazeh Torah. But he really didn't have to let this fellow go ahead of him, even though he was a Kohen, because he was a bigger Talmud Chacham. So he decided to let him go. That's why he lived to be an old man, because he was, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. If you look at all these halachas, it's brought down actually in Shulchan Aruch. that if you're a Talmud Chochma, the biggest Talmud Chochma, you could really tie up the bench, but if there's a Kohen there, and he's Talmud Chochma, you can't, you should, it's a good idea to let him go first. Why is it a good idea? You'll live to be an old man, but you don't have to. Okay? And the Rashba says that what? That this Easter of letting someone going before you, because it's considered Bizoyan Torah, he says, is only if you let a Kohen Amoritz go before you. Because if you let a Kohen Amoritz go before you, so then it looks like the Kuna is more important than the Torah. That's Masniyai. That's Masniyai of Ehavu Mavis. But if you let a regular person go before you, you decided to be mechavid. You know that yes, he needs a little chizuk. He'll appreciate benching, so you gave it to him. But he didn't give it to him because somehow he's entitled to it more than you are. So it's not considered a bizoyan haTorah. That is the Rashba. The Beis Yosef brings down a Mordechai. This Mordechai is also brought down a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that says that the following. He says that. The Rashba says you're allowed to let a non-Kohen go before you, even if he's not Moritz. But you can't let a Kohen go before you because people think it's because of Kuna. The Mordechai makes the distinction a little bit differently. He says it depends why you're letting the Kohen go ahead of you. Okay? If you let the Kohen go ahead, a regular Kohen, if you let the Kohen go ahead of you because Derek Chokumish but Kuhuna, because you feel that that he's entitled to it because he's a Kohen, that's Mevazeh Kavod HaTorah. But if you let the Kohen go ahead of you because you're just you're giving him a shus, you feel you're using your Kavod HaTorah to say that you're entitled to give the bracha to whomever you want. He's a Kohen, let him bench. Then it's okay. Okay, why is it okay then? Because then you're not making a statement that the Kohuna is more important than Talmud Torah.
Even
okay?
If you're mentioning that.
Even if you say let Aaron a Kohen bench, it's okay. Even if he's Amar Aretz and you're a Talmud Chacham, because you weren't doing it because of the fact that he's a Kohen, you're doing it because you're entitled to give it to whomever you want. Because, right? Okay. That is what the Mordechai says, and he brings a raya. Where does he bring a raya from? From the Gemara that we learned by Rebbe who let Rav go. Rebbe let Rav go. So there, you see, you can let somebody who's inferior to go as long and there's not a problem of masniyai. Why isn't there a problem of masniyai? Right, Rebbe let Rav bench.
What?
Ah, very good. So the Mordechai brings a riot from over here that you can let a Kohen Amar Oretz bench too, just like Rebbe let Rav bench. So Elliot points out, there's no raya. Rebbe let Rav go. Rav's a Talmud Chacham. There's no Bizoyan HaTorah for Rebbe to let Rav go. But to let a Kohen Amar Aretz go before a Talmud Chacham, that's a Bizoyan HaTorah. That is the Shita of the Bach. The Bach is exactly what Elliot says. I couldn't find the Bach in the Bar Ilan, so you don't have it there, but the Bach is exactly what Elliot says. There's no raya. He doesn't understand. And the Bach passes the Halacha. You can't let a Kohen Amar Aretz go before a Talmud Chacham. Because there's no raya from the Mordechai obviously does bring a raya from there, and the big Dayesha was a Mephorish on the Mordechai says, you know why? Because a Talmud compared to a Rebbe is the same as a Oretz compared to a Talmud Chacham. Mm-hmm. That's what he says. Whatever, that's what he says. We'll leave it at that. That's probably from me already outside. If you look at Shulchan Aruch, it says. It brings the halacha, and it says that the gadol is mevorech, even if he comes to the end. Where does that come from? Al Gemara. That's Al Gemara. And if he wants to give a shush to a cotton mevorech, he's allowed to. And all this halacha that a gadol is mevorech is only if there's no oreach. If there's no oreach, then he's mevorech. Okay? Okay. And in my Baal Bayis wrote to Levater, if the Baal Bayis wants to give it to somebody, Abdel Choso, and he wants to do it himself, he can do it. And the Ramah says he can give it to whomever he wants. So I gave you a Bir HaLocha over here. The Bir HaLocha says two things that are relevant to our Gemara. One thing he says is, in our Gemara it says that Rav Acha came at the end, so he benched even though he came at the end of the meal because he was a Gadol. So the Bir HaLocha says, it's Mashmah, the only reason he benched In other words, what was the initial idea was that the Iker Shebesuda, they have preference. So what the Biralok says, it's probably true. The Iker Shebesudos do have preference. The only difference is if a Gadol comes, then he precedes them. But let's say you have three people eating and then somebody else comes later in the meal, who's just a peer of theirs. It's not anything, anyways. So who should bench?
First three.
So the Iker Shebesuda, that's what the Biralok, that's his Chiddush based on Gemara.
What if there were two people benching and one comes in?
No, that's
What if
two people are benching and one comes
benching
in?
Benching or eating?
One comes in like the Gemara that we had here. Two people were eating together.
Eating.
And one came in, which now completed the Zimun. Is he considered from the beginning or is he considered the end?
It's not considered from the beginning. It's considered from the end.
But there was no...
Rashi said Iker Shebesuda. Depends on the Limshad and the phrase of the Gemara of Iker Shebesuda. Rashi said those who were there at the beginning of the meal. It gets involved in the different shitas Rishonim as to whether or not you need a kvias at the beginning of the meal or not.
For the Zimun,
that's correct. I don't know how to answer your question, but those are the issues that are involved. And then there's a very interesting Bir Halacha also that you have over here, that he says the following. The din is that, remember, even though there's a Halacha of a Gadol, Oreach has precedence. Why? Because the Baal HaBayis is entitled to get his bracha. So that is taken one step further. Not only is the Baal HaBayis entitled to get his bracha, but basically the benching belongs to the Baal HaBayis. So not only can he get his bracha from the Oreach, he can give it to whomever he wants. That's the halacha. Okay? It's a big chiddush. But that's the halacha. So,
even over the gadol?
Oh, so that's, believe it or not, this question was not addressed until the Chofetz Chaim talked about it. It's an obvious question. You'd think it would be discussed for hundreds of years. This is discussed the first time the Bir Halacha didn't know anybody who quoted it. The Chofetz Chaim didn't know anybody who quoted it. I didn't know anybody who discussed it. This is what the Bir Halacha says. When we say that the Baal HaBayis, the bracha belongs to him, and he can give it to whomever he wants, what about if there's a gadol? Does it mean he can give it to whomever he wants among equals? What about if there's a gadol there? So this is a whole discussion in the Bir Halacha. This is the end of, he says he doesn't know, Yeshul Ayin, he says. What about if there's a gadol there? Can the Baal HaBayis take it away from him and give it to somebody else? What he says is the following. He says, he makes sort of a pshara. The Baal HaBayis can take it away from the gadol and keep it himself, just like he could give it to an oreach. But he can't take it away from a gadol and give it to just any Jewish mom. That's the pshara. And his svara is the following. Because you see that the oreach is the most important, it has precedence over a gadol. So just like oreach has precedence over a gadol, so does the Baal HaBayis saying he wants the zchus himself for benching. But to take it away from a gadol and give it to just somebody else, that he says, the stabbit it ain't lo reshus lezeh. That's what the Bir Halacha says. Okay, gentlemen, I'm sorry for rushing through it this week. I don't know when we're going to do this again. You guys get ready to come next Sunday? Sunday at Sunday to make sure.
Good idea.
Okay, anybody wants to give me the handouts, I'd be happy to take them. You want to keep